Being Human, A Question of Survival, the Revised Edition, written and read by Steve Carlson. Part 1, Insight. Chapter 1, Turning Point. 20-something years ago, during a debate about whether advances in technology can undo the damage done to our environment, a good friend and verbal sparring partner made the following comment. Our faith in economic activity to deliver a sustainable future is nothing more than an illusion. He went on to say, we live in a denial about the impact technology is having on our world. He also suggested politicians and economists speak of sustainability and finding a balance between environmental protection and economic growth, but our natural world continues to be in a state of decline. He then added, we go about our daily lives as if there would be some kind of fairy tale ending to the climate change we are causing. Those long ago comments inspired a great deal of debate because at the time I was a skeptic of human-caused climate change. And predictably, my ego erupted at an apparent attack on my very economically centered lifestyle. However, over time and after much heated debate, it became obvious I was not a skeptic at all. I was actually in complete denial of the peer-reviewed scientific evidence telling us to care for our planet or face dire consequences. The realization that I had based my arguments on the blatantly misleading claims of a handful of fossil fuel industry-funded skeptics sent my ego into overdrive. It did so because I had to admit to the damage I was doing and deal with the illusion I had been living under for so many years. That is, the illusion that my economic pursuits were more important than the health of our environment. It was quite a revelation, and changing my views took several years. In fact, to this day, the struggle to avoid again being drawn into the world of economic rationalism requires constant vigilance. That's because, firstly, the man-made things of this world are attractive. And secondly, because of how many years one is exposed to social conditioning telling us that unbridled consumption of resources is perfectly reasonable. It's not, not if we want a healthy biosphere for the future. Regardless of the challenges my sparring partner's words carried with them, his fundamental argument was quite simple. What we are doing to our planet and each other in the name of economic growth is not justifiable, it's not reasonable or healthy, and it's certainly not civilized. Nor is it founded on the moral high ground. It's not ethical or sustainable. Wow, that's quite a statement to digest. However, whether one accepts his argument or not, the difficulty with saying such things is that our economic growth model will feel important and relevant and, more often, completely essential to our lives, no matter how dire the threat it represents may be. In fact, many people laugh or scoff at the idea that we might be overdoing economic activity. Instead, many will say more economic activity is needed in order to develop solutions to the environmental dangers we face, rather than seeing the need to slow down. To begin exploring why economic activity has become so central to our lives, we need to critically examine two of its foundations, capitalism versus the free market economy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?